Happy Thursday. I'm going to start out today with a voicemail that I talked about on the last episode that came in, and I didn't even know who it was from, and I've listened to it, and it's from Seder69. And that was awfully nice of him to leave me a voicemail. I don't get very many of those, so if you're listening and you would like to leave a voicemail, the number is on the website, and I should know it off the top of my head. But of course, I don't. Let me tell you real quick what it is. It is 202-709-3029, and you can call and leave me a voicemail. Anyway, Seder69, thank you so much for the very nice voicemail, and I will play it now for everyone to hear.
Hey, Paul. This is Scott, a.k.a. Seder69. I'm just calling because you haven't had a voicemail lately, and I thought you needed one, because you are just wonderful to have back in the podosphere. And I love hearing about your obsession, neon fanaticism, with all things Apple. You want to buy me an iPad, maybe? I don't have one. I'm still on a damn iPhone 3GS, for the love of Pan. Why don't you buy me a new iPhone? That'd be great. Then I could join in your obsession with all things Apple. Yikes. But I love you. I'm glad you're back. And, yeah, that's about it. I don't know what that was. I just wanted a silly sound effect. All right. This is a Seder. Catch you later.
Again, thank you, Seder69, for the voicemail. I appreciate it very much. That was nice of you. Now, moving on to other things. Last time I talked, I had the big iPad discussion. And since then, I've discovered something about my iPad and my own problem. The iPad, as I told you, has the Verizon 4G LTE, and I signed up for 2 gigabytes a month for $30. And I was reading an article on Macworld about checking the usage of your 4G, because I kind of got lulled into this feeling that I have plenty of data to use and I shouldn't worry about it. So the first 4 or 5 days, because I've had the iPad now almost a week, it'll be a week tomorrow. But for the first couple of days, I was updating apps and downloading the full apps and stuff right on the iPad instead of doing it through iTunes. And I had notifications turned on everything, on Twitter, on Facebook, on Foursquare, on all the games I play, Words with Friends and Family Feud and all of those. So I was getting these notifications all the time. Ding, ding, ding. I mean, constantly getting notifications on the iPad. And I was like, no big deal. I've got 2 gigabytes. That'll last 2 months. Well, I checked the usage on, I think it was Tuesday, and I've already gone through, this is going to be shocking, 2.4 gigabytes of information or of data through using the 4G. And I am shocked. I totally have to stop doing that, because clearly I'm going to have an overage charge, and I have no idea what it's going to be. I went to the Verizon website and tried to find out what it was going to cost me, but I couldn't find it on the website. So now I have totally cut back on everything. I'm only updating apps on iTunes and then, you know, syncing them with the iPad when I plug it in. And no more notifications. I have turned off all notifications, even email. Because clearly, oh my God, so much data. It's in such a short time. I can't believe I went through 2.4 gigabytes in 5 days. It's just crazy. But now I've got a handle on it, and I'm not going to. I think the biggest thing, at least reading that article, was all the notifications. Every time you get a little ding, it sends information. And every time you have push notifications turned on, it sends out a signal asking for, you know, an update, and then it will send an update. So I mean, it's just like crazy. And plus, I updated all the apps, Numbers, Pages, Keynote, iPhoto, all of those right on the iPad. So all of that data was just sucked down from the internet through my 4G connection, and it went crazy. So I have to totally stop doing that, and I am going to stop doing that. So I quickly learned my lesson there. I don't know why I didn't think about this before, because I guess I never thought about it because I had unlimited data under the 3G. But this Verizon is so fast, it's like you can update an app in, you know, a matter of seconds. It's just, so I have to stop doing that. So I've definitely stopped doing that. In terms of apps that I'm using now that I am, well, not apps per se, but games, I'm going crazy currently with Draw Something. I know everyone has jumped on the bandwagon. I think I heard about the game first on DI Plus with Daniel Brewer and Adam Burns. I think they were the first ones to mention it. And I downloaded it then, but I didn't have anybody to play with. I sent out a game request to one of my friends on Facebook, and they have not yet played the game. But then I heard on, I guess it was Wednesday, I heard on Big Fatty's show that he has Draw Something and that Poodle McNoodle was playing the game. So last night I lined up a game with Poodle McNoodle, and within like 2 seconds of playing the first game with Poodle McNoodle, I got a game from Tara G and from Mike Perry. I think that's all. If I open up that game right now, let me see who all I have games from. And there's the little noise. Currently from Michael P. and Poodle McNoodle. I have to play their games. So I've got three games going with Poodle McNoodle, Michael P. and Tara G. I actually don't even know what my name is on here. How do you find out what your name is on here? Because I went to account and it says, if I go to account, oh, my username is right there. Sorry. My username is Armstrong Paul. So if you want to play a game with me of Draw Something, search me under Armstrong Paul and I will play with you. So yeah, I got to play those games. You know, for the longest time I was obsessed with Family Feud, and I'm still playing that game with listener Mark. I've got 86 coins on there to play with. You spin every day to get some free coins, but I haven't been playing the game. I've just been using my daily spin, and it's added up to 86 coins now, so I can play like 45 games or 43 games, something like that, before I would need coins again. And Mark, the listener who I'm playing with, is totally killing me. When we started playing, I was two levels ahead, and now he's on the same level as I am. So he's really obsessed with that game. But Mark, if you're listening to this, get on Draw Something and start a game with me, because that would be cool. Anyway, so enough of that. Of course, I'm still loving the iPad. I went ahead and re-downloaded Flipboard. I don't know if you're familiar with Flipboard, but it's like this aggregator kind of thing that pulls all your stuff from Facebook and Twitter and displays it in like this magazine format. And then you can subscribe to like their feeds of the technology and news and stuff. But I need to figure this out, how I can put my regular feeds in there, like my Google Reader feeds. I don't know if you can do that yet or not. Because I was a big Flipboard user when it first came out, but then it kind of faded away and I didn't use it very much, but I think I'm back to using it now just to check it out. I like the way it displays all your stuff from Facebook and Twitter. The other thing I've checked out again is The Daily, which is like that digital news magazine, whatever. I downloaded that again, and I was also downloading all that information over the 4G. And that was like megabytes every day. So I quickly stopped doing that, because they only give you 2 weeks and you have to pay 99 cents a week. And I am not going to pay for it. Although I really like the magazine, I'm just not going to pay 99 cents for it. So yeah. So that's all the iPad news. Let's move on to some political stuff. I don't know if you are familiar with the Attorney General in Virginia. His name is Ken Cuccinelli. He has been behind lots of terrible rulings in Virginia. And when Governor McDonald took office 3-4 years ago, Ken Cuccinelli was jumped around the bandwagon. And that's the first thing out was when he told universities that they could no longer include homosexuality as a protected class in their discrimination policies. So that was a big uproar. Anyway, Ken Cuccinelli announced today that he will be running for governor in Virginia. And that would be such a freaking nightmare if he became governor of Virginia, because he would put all his crazy abortion gay rights, you know, all of his crazy stances on things, he would put those up for the legislature to deal with, and he would probably, currently, with the, it's a completely Republican-controlled state, get a lot of what he wants, just like Governor McDonald, with the whole abortion ultrasound thing that he tried to get passed, which never did. Well, not a transvaginal ultrasound. They have to have a exterior ultrasound. And right now in Virginia, the state Senate is fighting, the state legislature, I should say, is fighting over the budget. We're at a budget impasse. The Democrats are all mad about the spending, and they because the state has cut spending to education, of course, to poor people, of course, to abortion. I mean, all of that stuff. They've cut funding to that. But the Democrats are holding it up, saying they're not going to vote for it. So right now we're in a budget impasse. And if we don't pass a budget by July 1st, then the state government will shut down. I don't think that will happen, though. But the Democrats are saying you need to restore some funding to these very basic things that Virginia should be paying for, like education. They should, you know, restore the, I think it's like $300 million to education in the state of Virginia, which, you know, we don't want to become Alabama or Mississippi or any of those nasty southern states. And remember now, this is just all my opinion. I'm not reflecting the opinion of anybody else. Anyway, so I'm scared that Ken Cuccinelli is going to be running for governor. Now, in Virginia, we elect our governor on the off years of presidential elections. So in 2012, they'll elect the president, but in 2013 is when we will elect our governor. So there's a whole nother year and a half before we elect a governor. I'm just scared of who the Democrats are going to put up against Ken Cuccinelli, because last time we had Cray Deeds in Virginia, and he was a nightmare candidate. So I'm scared for the state of Virginia, that is. Speaking of politics, on Tuesday night, Mitt Romney won the Illinois primary and got, I think he got all 53 delegates or 54 delegates, something like that. But then within 24 hours, one of his campaign advisors, or I don't know who the guy was exactly, but he said, oh, you know, no problem with the general election because Mitt Romney's like an Etch-a-Sketch. You can just shake him up and he'll change. And that was so funny. So then within hours, the Santorum campaign was running around with Etch-a-Sketches with Mitt Romney's face on them. I loved it. It was great. You can just definitely count on Mitt Romney to screw things up, which is great because that's what we want. Because, you know, he will eventually be the nominee for the Republican Party, and he's the one who will be battling in November for sure. And all the debates up to the election, etc. Anyway, once again, I look at the clock and I see that I've gone way past 14 minutes, 12, 13 minutes, something like that. I need to stop talking, but I just want to mention, I'm sure the rest of you are, a lot of you are hopefully surviving the heat that we are having on the East Coast. We did not break a record today, but it was like 82 degrees in where I was. So the heat is definitely on. And of course, in my building, it's too early for them to turn the air conditioning on. So it's quite warm in my house. It's not unbearable. I've got some fans, but it's uncomfortable. So anyway, hopefully you are surviving the heat. That is all I have for this week. I hope you all have a wonderful weekend. I know I will. So until next week, or until next time, bye.